and service for all your power equipment needs. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in. Now's actually a good time. 654-7627. Robert, I'll get to you in a minute. Let me tell you about Easley Lawn and Garden and Husqvarna Auto Mowers. You need to know this. You know, Ramona, every person who has gone to Easley Lawn and Garden who has bought one of these mowers has written us, called us, and thanked us and said they are the greatest thing ever.
I know. You know, I mean, think about it. You have to get outside and do all that.
It's amazing. It just is, you know, and I think people thought about these things at one time, you know, maybe 20 years ago, and maybe thought they were gimmicks. There's no gimmickry in this. This is the greatest thing of all time. Your neighbors are going to be out there in 100 degrees all summer in the 100 degree temperatures, 100% humidity, killing themselves, mowing their lawns, and their lawns are going to look terrible. Rex Ryan, their lawns are going to look like a turd. But your lawn is going to be bright green, luxurious, because you're going to want to just lay down on your lawn, because the way the Husqvarna Auto Mower works is the principle of the grazing animal. Your grass is cut the most minute amount, and so that it is never shocked. It grows thick, green, luxurious. That's what happens. Meanwhile, no one's ever going to see you mow your lawn, because you're going to be inside sucking on sweet teas and listen to the show. You know, and you're going to love it. And they're going to think you made some sort of deal with the devil. No, you made a deal with Easley Lawn and Garden. You got your Husqvarna Auto Mower. That's what you did. So go there today. Easley Lawn and Garden, 6 different sizes. They do the installation, expert installation. They'll set you up. Go there. You'll thank me later. Go see Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna Auto Mower. Professional for sales, installation, and service for all your power equipment needs. Veteran, family-owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com, and you will thank me later. Robert, how are you?
I'm great, Walton. You?
Good. Appreciate you getting in, Robert.
You know, I guess times are changing, but I'm kind of surprised you can say the word turd on the radio. I would have thought that might be one, because, you know, they have some, the FCC has some weird, and I always think back to the WKRP episode where Johnny Fever got fired for saying booger on the air.
Robert, I don't know, we're way past that. Trust me, there, you know, you can say turd all day long. There's no,
not that we,
you know,
want,
again,
to, for goodness sake.
Right. Right, you wouldn't want to, because it's just sort of a disgusting word, really.
Yeah, especially when you're describing someone. But talking about Cornell Powell, man, I'm glad to hear that. I always wondered why when Amari went down last year, and why Powell didn't step into that role. Is he not the same type player? I mean, they have sort of the same stature. Is he not as quick-footed as Renfro or Rodgers?
Well, look, I don't think that Rodgers or Powell are as quick-footed as Renfro was. You know, when Renfro went to the combine, he didn't run well. And no one expected him to run well. But where he did excel was the three-cone drill, the short area quicks. I think he had the third fastest three-cone amongst the wide receivers. And that's the point. You know, football is not played in a straight line. That's why, you know, listen, there's a reason that the guys who have posted the fastest times in combine history have not gone on to be, for the most part, very productive players. Because a lot of them are track guys. They're straight line athletes. They run very fast in a straight line. Guess what? The NFL has a lot of guys that run fast in a straight line. You know, that's not how you break people off. You've got to be able. Football is a game of the ability to change directions. And that's why the Patriots, more so than any other team, but all teams respect the measures of short area quickness, the short shuttle, the three-cone drill, because these are tests of how quickly a player can change direction. And that's what allows a slot receiver to get open, the ability to quickly change direction and work underneath. And Renfro had that to a great degree. You know, and we'll find out, you know, with Powell. I thought early on in his career, I thought there were all sorts of positive signs about who he was. He came to Clemson at 200 pounds. You know, this is not a kid who didn't have the body to compete right away. You know, whatever he's listed at, 6'1", 200 pounds, that's what he came to Clemson as. So he looked like he was ready, and he seemed like he was ready. And he offered you some explosiveness, and there seemed like there were a lot of things to like, but we haven't seen it play out on the field as yet. Maybe it will.
Yeah, like I said, I was very surprised that when Amari went down, Powell's role did not increase, you know, to the point where they were playing, you know, what, a 6'3 or 6'4 guy in the slot. I would have thought Powell would have fell right in there. So some other players that I'm hoping the light comes on for on defense are some of the defensive backfield players like Anthony Williams, Sheridan Jones, Mary Goodrich, especially Ray Thornton. And number one on that list is Andrew Booth. I hope the light comes on for him this spring and summer because that kid's got a lot of talent.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more of a focus issue with Andrew Booth. You know, it was an injury issue and a focus issue. You know, the little anger management lesson, but he's exceptionally gifted. There's no question about it. I mean, I think Clemson has a lot of answers in the defensive backfield. They just have to, you know, see it play out. And, of course, that's partly what spring was supposed to be for.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a lot of good talent coming in, but some of these guys that have been here, you know, 2 or 3 years, I'm hoping the light kind of comes on because, like Mario Goodrich, you know, I don't know, you know, what he's going to end up being, but he just always seemed like somebody who, you know, was going to be in the next Clemson player who needed to mature and needed to grow up a little bit. And he, you know, he played pretty good last year. He flashed a little bit. But I think, you know, I hope he can take that next step this year.
Well, you know, the other thing to remember is there were a lot of experienced, talented players playing in front of them, you know, is some of those guys. I mean, that group last year, the strength of that team was the safety body types and how many of those players they had. And, you know, and so, you know, that's why you went to a base odd front because – you had so many of those body types. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be, the bottom line is there's going to be more opportunity this year.
Right. Last thing, and I'll hang up and listen. And I know sarcastically how much you love to speculate, but I've been working on a mock draft, you know, on my own. And I'm wondering, could the top two quarterbacks, I just drew a blank. For the
Burrow,
the Cincinnati,
Burrow.
Yeah, Burrow and help me out here. The
Herbert,
Oregon.
Tua.
Herbert. No.
Love.
No. No, well, not love, but Herbert and Burrow, behind the scenes, what do you think the chances are that both of them have told Cincinnati that they're not going there? Don't draft me.
No, I don't think either one of them have. No, look.
Because in the past, teams have done that. Or drafted players, and they've said, I'm not coming.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a lot of examples of that. And
well,
they were embarrassed publicly. The teams were. So these teams are talking to these players. They're telling them, hey, we want you. You know, so I think a lot of that has gone under the radar.
Well, let me say this. First of all, I don't think that's who Justin Herbert – Robert, hold on a second. I don't think that's who Justin Herbert is as a person. So I don't think he would ever engage in that. I think Burrow has that within his character, but Burrow has already made it clear in his public statements that that he's going to whichever team drafts him, and he's already made it clear that he's honoring the system. So I think there's absolute zero chance of that. I don't think that Burrow is telling one story publicly and then telling the Bengals something else privately. I do think that Burrow might have suggested to the Bengals that they needed to do some things, and they did those things. You know, they franchised Green. They've been actually the Bengals have been remarkably aggressive in free agency, considering you know their past and their right. cheap heritage, their cheapskate heritage. They've been remarkably aggressive. So, no, look, here's the thing. They're going to have all sorts of weapons. The Bengals, I know this sounds odd, the Bengals are loaded. If A.J. Green is coming back, that receiving core is deep and talented, and John Ross is starting to emerge. And if Ross emerges, he could give you that Tyreek Hill presence. I mean, he may actually be the fastest guy in football. And he's starting to emerge. Furthermore, they have great running backs, not good running backs. I'll tell you right now, I'm not sure there's a better back in the NFL than Joe Mixon. I know what he did off field, but that seems to have been forgotten about now, and he's moved on from that. And he is an incredible back, incredible talent, always has been. And then you've had Gio Bernard, who's the complimentary piece. So the truth about Cincinnati is – you have three, assuming Green's back, you have three gifted receivers, you have two gifted running backs, and now, and you know, don't forget this, they get their number one draft pick back in Jonah Williams, who they drafted with the 11th pick last year, I think, 11th, 13th pick, whatever it was. It was right in that range. He missed the whole season, so they're going to get him back. It's like getting an extra number one draft pick. So there are some things they have going on right now that provide hope to a young quarterback. It's not as dire or desperate a situation as it might appear. Robert, I have to run. I appreciate the call, as always.
All right. Appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, Robert. Rodney, I want to say something else on this Cooper home and away splits as well. Don't let me forget that, Ramon. Rodney, good to have you as always, Rodney.
Hey, Walt. How you doing?
Good, great, thank you.
I missed your top five college players the other day, and I was just curious as to where you put Red Grange.
I had Red Grange again. This was the we were talking about greatest players and greatest running backs, and I had Grange in my top five. I mean, it was five greatest running backs, and I had Grange three, maybe. I think three.
Well, I had him at number two behind Herschel Walker. I mean, people just like you say, they take a synopsis of a time period, and they want to think that the people that you've only seen yourself in person are the best running backs. But when you look at some of the stuff he did, it was incredible.
Oh, it was. You know, you had the Michigan game where he scored like five touchdowns, all from more than 50. Michigan was the number one team in the country. He led Illinois to a national title. Then he took down Michigan with the greatest individual performance in a game in college football history. You know, he was a legend. I may have even had him second. I don't recall right now. But I did have Herschel Walker one. But yeah, Grange was sensational. And yeah, look, it's a problem with these all-time lists. I mean, you can't have a list that says all-time and then only choose players from the last 20 years, because it demonstrates an ignorance of history. I mean, you know, here's the thing. Limit yourself then to what you know. You know, if you want to say best running backs in the last quarter century, then do that. But don't say all-time if you're not going to include all-time. It's like that embarrassment that Mike Florio and Chris Sims came out with the other day, that was the best five wide receivers of all time. And they chose wide receivers that have all played in the last 25 years. And that's just,
right.
That just demonstrates remarkable ignorance and a lack of understanding about how the game has changed and everything else. I mean, you know, this is the problem with any historical evaluation. You know, this notion that, well, you know, I don't know. Like at one point, for example, Florio said, well, I don't know how, you know, Don Hutson would have fared today. That's ignorance right there, because that's not how you judge history. Again, I was privileged at one time to be part of a discussion group with Jim Campbell, NFL Hall of Fame historian, on compiling the official top 100 list for the NFL Hall of Fame. And Campbell's criteria were that, one, it was to what degree did you dominate your own era? And two, did you do anything that changed the way the game was played? And that's the fair way to judge history. You don't take a player from the past and pluck them from the past and put them in today and say, well, I don't know how they do today. Well, that's not the question. The only way to fairly compare players from history is to determine to what degree did they dominate in their era? And when you do that, you'll understand that, you know, a Babe Ruth, for example, was the most dominant athlete of all time, who hit more home runs than other teams, all the other teams in the league hit. You know, I mean, that's dominance. And furthermore, frequently there's a total lack of comprehension about the quality of athletes that some of these guys were. In other words, the two greatest center athletes I've ever seen, ever, were Chamberlain and Russell, ever. The Don Hutson was a much better athlete than Jerry Rice. But people have no idea that. Don Hutson had world-class speed.
Yeah, and they didn't throw the ball
yes.
much.
Well, he played at a time they didn't throw the ball, but he set every record. He set an NFL touchdown record that stood for 47 years. He had 99 touchdown catches. At the time of Hutson's retirement, he had 19 NFL records. The 19th was for the most records. And many of those records stood the test of time. Some are still standing. That's how great Hutson was. You know, and yet these two schmucks wound up talking about Chris Carter. Chris Carter.
That's laughable.
It is laughable.
I think you need to bring back Win Walt's money.
And we might do that.
I miss that segment with you and Ramona.
Yeah, we may. You know what? We may do that. I appreciate that recommendation, Rodney. I think we may in fact do that.
Well, look forward to your draft this afternoon. Y'all have a great
Thank you,
weekend.
Rodney. Thank you. You too. How many times did I pay up Ramona and win Walt's money? That one dubious case. Walt F. Tula Road Rates, quick break. We'll be back. Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and the showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey 105.5 sent you.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
Covering our bases on three great signals, 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from...
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. We're only 35 minutes away from... This is about the third or fourth live mock draft we've done, but this one, I think, promises to be the most fun. I will not be drafting. It will be my friends, Coach Josh Phillips and Mr. Clemson, Eric McClain's first mock drafts. I will be doing the grading. Ramona will be the commissioner of the league, and she will be running the whole thing. And we will have bells and whistles. Trust me, this is going to be all sorts of fun. This will be the final 2 hours of today's show. It's also Friday, Ramona. And being Friday, do you know what that means?
No, what's Friday?
It's pizza night in America, silly. Call your orders in to Joe's New York Pizza in Seneca and Clemson. They're open till 8, but please order early. Get ahead of everyone. Call early. There's a tip for you from Joe's New York Pizza. It's pizza night in America, people. It's Friday. It's Joe's New York Pizza. It's the best Italian food anywhere. Just right across the board. Doesn't matter. Appetizers, pepperoni twist platter, meatballs and marinara, entrees, chicken parm, taste of Italy. But it's pizza night. It's Friday. It's pizza night. And you need to order yours from Joe's in Seneca and Clemson early. They're open till late, but it would help if you get your order in early. Also, Ramona, they have a family fun kit as well, and it's great activity, great fun for the whole family, and a great comfort food. You can get Joe's Build a Pizza kit, so you can get the kids doing it, and it's just a great kit. I'm looking at it right now. It comes in various sizes. and you can pick yours up. In other words, they give you all the ingredients to make the pizza. You go home and make it yourself, throw it in the oven. How about that? And they can do all sizes, too. And they can do gluten-free. I mean, this is Joe's. Bending over backwards to accommodate. It's Joe's New York Pizza, people. Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail, and in Seneca. What are you eating tonight? Joe's New York Pizza is what you're eating. Go see him. Call him. You'll thank me later. Call him. Go pick yours up. That's how it works. They'll hook you up. I promise you. Go do it. You want to get in, 654-767. You know, one thing on the Cooper numbers that I think is important. You know, I mentioned before, the splits support Rex Ryan's argument. Now, his choice of language was not necessary, but, you know, the splits support the argument. And, again, if you missed it, you know, Rex Ryan, speaking of Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Amari Cooper, said there's no way he would have paid him. He said some other things, too, but he said there's no way that he would have paid him. $100 million for 5 years. He said it's a joke. You know, you pay the quarterback. You pay Dak Prescott. You don't pay Amari Cooper. You can get Amari Cooper. He's basically saying you can get Amari Cooper anywhere. Now, that's not true, and that's probably why he's out of the league. You know, a lot of these guys are out of the league. They're out of the league because the stupid things they say now, they did then. You know, I mean, I hear a lot of these ex-GMs, well, and I hear them say things. I'll say, yep, that's it. That's why you're not in the league anymore. It's that type of decision-making as to why you're not gainfully employed anymore. You know, you're like a bit player on some 2 a.m. radio show. I mean, that's what you are. What was that?
Nothing.
But as to Cooper splits, all right? And the reason I'm going to bring these numbers up again will be unveiled in a minute. Again, listen to the extreme split of these numbers. These are the last 2 years. At home, 96 catches. On the road, 58 catches. At home, 1,557 yards. On the road, just 637. 2.5 times the yardage at home. At home, 12 touchdown catches. On the road, 3 touchdown catches. 4 times more touchdown catches at home. This, on the surface, proves Rex Ryan's point. It proves his point about the guy doesn't show up on the road and the fact that that he doesn't show up in big games. Here's the one part of it, though, that would require more research. Do the splits that Amari Cooper has and the gaps from home to away, are they more based on who and what Amari Cooper is, or are they more about who and what Dak Prescott is, the guy that Ryan wants to pay? In other words, a receiver is only as good as his quarterback. And from a common sense, from an intuitive standpoint, it doesn't make any sense that a receiver would have these huge gaps between home and away. Why? What would be the logic behind it? It's not a baseball player who's playing at home in Fenway Park and is a pull hitter and is batting 380 at home because he tattoos the green monster. The football field's 100 yards long. The fields can differ, but that won't explain it. Why would a receiver? I mean, a receiver is under no real undue influence by opposing crowds or anything else. What is the factor that would create these unnatural splits? And the only thing I can think of is the quarterback. And that would totally defeat Rex Ryan's argument. Because, again, Rex Ryan's argument is you should never have paid Cooper. You can only pay Dak Prescott. And he's using these home and away splits, which he did not cite the numbers. I did the last 2 years. He's using these home and away splits as proof of his argument. But what I'm saying to you is, I don't think these home and away splits prove anything about Cooper. Nothing I can think of. I think what it proves is that Dak Prescott's better at home than he is on the road. And now what we're saying is you need to go look at Dak Prescott's home and away splits. Because, again, I can think of lots of reasons why quarterbacks would be worse on the road than they are at home. All sorts of reasons. I can't, few if any, reasons why a receiver would have wide splits between home and away. Again, what would it be? What would a reason be for a receiver playing 8 games at home and 8 games on the road to have stats at home that are like 2.5 times as good or more, up to 4 times as good as they are on the road? A receiver's going to do the same things every game. He's going to run his routes the same way. He's not subject to home and away splits, other than he's reliant on the guy throwing the ball. So I think that's the problem with Ryan's suggestion. I think there's a dilemma inherent in that, because it just doesn't make a lot of sense that would be the case. All right, you want in 654-7627. You have 20 minutes or so to get in. At 5 o'clock, we will start our live mock draft. Pro Football Focus. Before Ramona has a conniption, let me take care of some business. Let me tell you about my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. 269-1232, 269-1232. Gilstrap helped Ramona 6-7 years ago. this is still pretty funny. Yeah, she called me funny. And she called me and she said, my house is raining inside.
Yeah, said, water was coming down the wall and putting a hole in the drywall. That's how much water was coming through.
Yeah, it's not good. Ramona wanted to know from me, do I call the roofer or the plumber? I said I would call the roofer. So she called Gilstrap Roofing. And Gilstrap came out and fixed it immediately and very affordably, and it's never leaked since. We had a gentleman, I have no sense of time.
You can't leave that part out. I'm stupid. It was because a ne'er-do-well was on my roof and put something on my roof and didn't seal it. So he put holes in my roof and didn't seal it. And so water just came right down as if there were just holes there, So it wasn't me being stupid.
No, it wasn't. Now, we had a gentleman call us, a few months ago, and he said, I called Gilstrap Roofing Wall because I hired a different roofing contractor to do my roof, and they so screwed it up that I needed to call Gilstrap. And he was calling us to thank us for turning him on to Gilstrap, and Gilstrap fixed all of the damage, fixed his roof. He was ecstatic. He was warning people not to make the initial mistake he did and to call Gilstrap the first time. Look, they'll give you a free checkup. You have no idea what the condition of your roof is. We walk around in life. We worry about what's happening today, and we try and ignore things that we don't want to think about. And the way most of us find out our roof is in disrepair is when it starts raining inside. At that point, a lot of damage has been done, so don't wait that long. Take advantage of Gilstrap's free checkup and find out. They have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. If there's something wrong, get it fixed. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you, and at least you'll get some guidance as to where you stand. They'll tell you, no, sir, ma'am, you don't need to do anything today, but, 3 or 4 years from now, you'll probably have to look at something. And if you need a new roof, look, the most important element of your home is your roof. It secures everything in your home. It keeps you warm, keeps you dry. It protects all your belongings. And it's also perhaps the most aesthetically important part of your home. And Gilstrap will help you with all of those elements. So call my friends at Gilstrap Roofing today. They will help you. Also, before we go to break, let me tell you about Priority One. For all your security needs, you know, Ramona, we talked a little the last few days about, you know, so many people who have been terrific from a philanthropic standpoint in this time of crisis. And Priority One has been terrific in the upstate of South Carolina in a different type of crisis. They've been helping to combat cancer by matching every dollar we raise in the Tigers for Tatas campaign for 3 years. They wrote big checks right here locally. That's what they cared about. I met with them for 10 minutes. The first time I ever met with these folks, and this is the gospel truth, I met with them for like 10, 15 minutes, and all they wanted to talk about was how they could help in the community. That's it. That's it. It's the strangest meeting I ever had. And, you know, people talk a lot. Sometimes they're well-intentioned but don't get around to it. They got around to it. They were forefront. They were demanding even that they wanted to help. So they matched every dollar we raised in the Tigers for Tatas campaign for 3 years. That's not reason enough to let them protect your family, though. From a security standpoint, this is tip of the spear in technology, total customization, fastest response time in the industry, ultimate professionalism. This is Priority One. Look, security is a personal decision, not telling you what to do. You may never need it. You may go through life unscathed. Maybe the bad guy never finds you. And then again, maybe finds you 3 or 4 days from now. When you're ready to protect your family, to protect your loved ones, dial the number. My friends at Priority One are waiting to help you. 288-1400, 288-1400. Tell them I sent you. Rory, you're up first. We have other callers on board as well. At 5 o'clock today, the live mock featuring Eric McClain and Coach Josh Phillips.
The Roar brings you another great classic game replay this Saturday. Tune in Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for Clemson football action as we replay the September 9th, 2017 win over Auburn on the Clemson Tigers Network, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, Hartwell Village Shopping Center, Burton Properties, Granger Nissan, Priority One, Krispy Kreme, and Toyota of Easley. Classic game replays, Clemson versus Auburn from 2017 this Saturday at 10 a.m. on The Roar.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Unstoppable products, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning to bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through May 15th, get up to $500 in exclusive rebates on a qualifying new Trane system. Call 864-662-3362 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's 864-662-3362 for this and other exclusive offers. Unstoppable solutions, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, your hometown independent Trane dealer.
It's hard to stop a train.
We all know to wash our hands and social distancing, but did you know the CDC recommends cleaning the hard and soft surfaces in your home? There's no one better to call than the cleaning experts at Zero Res. Deemed as an essential business and is continuing to provide cleaner, healthier, and safer environments for their customers. Get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for $119, plus a complimentary cleaning and disinfecting of common touch surfaces. Call 558-7300 or schedule online at zeroresgreenville.com.
It's not too early to start thinking about new porch, patio, or pool furniture from the Craft Stove Storm Patio. America's best outdoor furniture by Lloyd Flanders, Hanamet Summer Classics, Resesto Recycled Plastic, and Palm Springs Rattan. You can place special orders now and have your furniture delivered in time for the warm weather that will be coming. Special preseason prices on all in-stock patio furniture at the Craft Stove Storm Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylor's.
Craft Stove Storm and Patio.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Looking for better gas mileage? No worries. We've got great deals on products that'll help your engine run smoother. Right now, Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner is buy one, get one free. Plus, a $1 bonus reward for AutoZone Rewards members. Not a member? We'll sign you up fast right here. Or you can sign up on AutoZone.com. Getting your job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone.
We've got sports covered in Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years.
Man, I love that. You just, there is none of that now. That right there, Hank, that right there, Waylon Jennings, that doesn't exist. And that song tells a story about what Nashville was like when he came to Nashville, why he didn't think, why he wondered for a while whether he would make it or not, Waylon Jennings. Rory and Lincoln, and then, you know what, Ramona, because Rodney asked for it, and because it's a Friday, and because I have a perfect name, we're going to play a special off the hook. We're going to play a special off the hook edition of Win Walt's Money. How about that? And you know what, Ramona?
Of your money.
Right. And I'm feeling especially generous tonight. Okay. So generous, in fact.
Oh, yeah. That only means that the name is like impossible.
So generous,
in
fact.
It doesn't mean that all of a sudden you got so generous from before. Yeah, it just means the name is so hard that you know you're not going to be able to give me it.
So generous, in fact. So generous, in fact, that should you win today's edition of Win Walt's Money, I am going to award you with $500.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. All right. Wow. Okay. I'll pretend I'm excited. Oh, that's great. I can't wait to win your money, Walt.
Excuse me.
This making, is great. No, no, I
the host
my mind.
Joke
this
on air is not
yeah.
is not funny.
And you're not in the other room, so I can't call 911, so
let's get to the phones. Rory, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Walt. How are you?
We're well.
I want to say.
Good.
Pardon me?
Good.
First of all, I'm glad I beat Lincoln to the punch, because I guess he's following me, and I guess we were the main attractions yesterday.
I guess so.
Lincoln and then me, and they loved it. Yesterday I mentioned my grandson that's going to take Lincoln's place when he takes your place.
Oh, yeah.
The 18th season, it was August before we started the season. I asked my grandson.
By the way, we have a succession plan as well. These are hosts in waiting, and myself, Lincoln, and your nephew can never travel in the same vehicle or plane together.
Well, it's my grandson.
Grandson. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay, well, anyway, August 18, I asked him, I said, Grayson, how many games Clemson going to win this year? He looked me straight in the face with his little blue eyes. He said, 15, Grandpa. Well, he called that. Well, he also called we'd win 15 this year. But the story I want to get to, last month or so, I've had to work a lot of Sundays because of the weather, the rain, and what I do is, outside work. So my son and grandson came to where we were working. Well, I'm laying rocks on a column, rocks, that you paste the mortar to the column. And my grandson came in there watching me. Well, he kind of stumbled around, and I said, Grayson, have you been drinking beer with your daddy? He said, no, Grandpa, it'd be inadequate for a seven-year-old to be drinking beer. And my partner, Mason, he said, Rory, he's got a better vocabulary than you, and he's only seven. I'm like, yeah, he does, man. And I told a few people that story, and it's pretty cool. He has cystic fibrosis, and he's doing real well right now, but he's a great kid. He's real smart, and he loves Clemson. And he loves Joey Logano. But what was I going to – it was something I was going to – sports-wise, but now – that I heard Lincoln was after me, he'll probably come up with my question. Oh, gosh, I can't remember what I was going to ask you, Walt. You got the Outlaws?
That's all right. No, we've moved on from Southern Rock Fridays to now it's Hard Country Fridays.
Okay, well, that's okay. I dug that Johnny Cash doing that Tom Petty. That was cool. I've only heard that a few times. That's a good version. Very good version.
Yep. Great.
The wide receivers. That's the top five wide receivers that has Chris Carter in it and all that bull. And there was three other guys. I guess Hudson went, where is Biletnikoff in this? Where is Cliff Branch in this? I mean, Lance Allworth. Were these guys?
Yeah, look, it was Chris Sims. Chris Sims.
Okay.
Son. Chris Sims and Mike Florio. I had Lance Allworth third all time. I think he's the greatest AFC receiver of all time, and I have him third. And I think you can make a case he's one. I mean, I think that's how great he was. But for me, it's well, look, I think Biletnikoff is incredible, but he wasn't the deep threat that Allworth was. Allworth is one of the greatest deep threats in the game's history.
That's right.
Biletnikoff was an insanely good possession receiver, you know, who used to load up on the stick'em all over his body as all those old Raiders did.
Oh, yeah, him and Lester Hayes and a few others, Mike Haynes, maybe. They all had that gook all over their hands, yeah. Well, Walt, I'll tell you what, I'm going to let the experts get on there, so I'm going to let you. Oh, Eric McClain, that was the other thing I was going to ask you. I went to grade school and competed against in high school a good friend of mine named Eric McClain, and his uncle was the Peoria Pipeline for the University of Illinois, getting the good players that recruiting out of Peoria and brought them to Champaign to play at the University of Illinois. And his name was Eric McClain as well. And I just wanted to tell you that. And you've heard of Wayne McClain before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Assistant coach. He was a good coach. He's a good guy, too. Yep. Well, you guys have a good – how do I get to win?
I like it, Rory. We appreciate you contributing, as always. Well done. Thank you very much. Let me get to Lincoln. Lincoln, how are you today, Lincoln?
Good, Walt. How are you doing?
Good. Great to have you, as always, Lincoln. You're putting some of the regulars to shame, Lincoln, with your brilliant questions.
I appreciate it. So today I was going to ask you, who do you think the front runner for the SEC is going to be this year?
You know, it's interesting because Alabama actually still has to play at LSU. And obviously there are going to be a lot of new parts with LSU because they lost so much. But I think Miles Brennan, their quarterback, is way better than people understand. And they still have great receiver talent. They still have their number one receiver in Chase. They still have Marshall, the big-bodied receiver. They got a kid coming in at tight end named Arik Gilbert, who's going to quickly make people forget all about Thaddeus Moss. This Gilbert kid is unbelievable. He sustained an injury and wasn't going to be available for spring football, but now no one's playing spring football, so that's not a disadvantage. My biggest concern about LSU is they lost three starters to the National Football League on the offensive line. That's my biggest concern about them and how they replace those guys. I think Alabama's going to be good. I said this yesterday. It's sort of funny because Pro Football Focus numbers today sort of support this, but I said yesterday that, you know, as great as Judy and as great as Henry Ruggs were, I'm not sure that they were the best receivers on Alabama last year. I'm not sure the best receiver wasn't Devontae Smith. And then they still have Jaylen Waddle. And I think Waddle, if I had a dark horse candidate for the Heisman Trophy, it would be Waddle. You know, Florida should be pretty good. On the other side, I want to see what Georgia is. I mean, Georgia apparently is promising the same type of transformation that happened at LSU. Are they going to actually live up to that or not? So I think there are some unknowns on that side of the division, Lincoln. But as of today, I'd probably say it comes down to that Alabama-LSU game, and the winner of that game will win the SEC. And I'm not sure as of today who will win that game.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lincoln. Excellent job, as always. You know, Rona, this young man is 13 years old. He thinks about his questions every day. He comes up with really good questions.
He does.
By the way, raised right as well. Unbelievably polite, well-spoken. You know, I don't know what I was doing at 13. I don't have any idea. But there's probably like drool on my mouth or something. You know, that kid has a future in whatever he wants to do. Speaking of futures, Ramona, you can get your future off to a very good start.
How come?
Immediately. Because you, just moments from now, are going to have a chance to win $500 of Walt's money in a brand new, off-the-cuff, spur-of-the-moment edition of Win Walt's Money. Are you ready, Ramona?
You
want to
do it now?
Are you excited?
I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled.
$500 is a lot of money.
It is.
That's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
This is a brilliant opportunity for you, Ramona.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay. Now,
I'm ready.
The one question is, the only time in the history of Win Walt's Money that you actually won Walt's money when Walt wasn't in the studio.
Yeah.
The only time you actually won my money was when there was no one there to see you answer.
Right.
You claim that there was no funny business.
There was.
But the odds, you know,
we've run this thing like
25 times.
Again, for those people listening, think I cheated, which is what he's trying to insinuate, okay? The name was B'nai Ben Wickery, and we had a commercial running where he was on the commercial, and he'd say his name. And Walt procrastinates. So he used to do this once a week, and I knew that Walt would procrastinate till the very end of time where he needed to come up with a name. And since that name ran all week, I knew it would be in his head. So I actually memorized that name. That's how I got it, because I knew that you would procrastinate all the way to the last second of Win Walt's money.
Okay.
And that name would pop in your head.
Okay, so that's a likely story.
And if it's such a lie, how come every time I tell the story, the details are exactly the same?
I even have the tape,
you know, and I could find it and play it. Okay. And when you asked the name, I told you that now, but you can do that later. And when I got it right, you were like dead silent.
All right, but now you have to try and win $500 before you run out of time and blow your chance when you're making up your little story there.
Okay.
All right. Hit it.
Aren't I supposed to hit it after you give me the name?
Oh, okay. Stop it.
You know, that would make more
sense. Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it your way. It's been a while since we've done it.
I don't remember.
All right. This particular player, Ramona, played for Auburn. He is in this year's draft. He's a highly regarded cornerback that should go in the first 50 picks of the draft or so.
Wow.
For $500, Ramona.
Okay.
For $500 mm-hmm. of Wynn Waltz money.
Okay.
Spell. Noah Igbinogany.
Noah
Igbinogany.
Say it slow. Say it like Moisey. Noah.
Okay, yeah, this is going to be like the spelling bee now. You want the country of origin? Noah Igbinogany.
Big.
Noah Igbinogany.
Binogany. All right, I'll try to spell it. All right. He's from somewhere else. Because I know how to spell he's Noah. From somewhere else.
She's looking for the country of origin now.
Yeah,
she's doing
that.
The country of origin thing. You'd be like the spelling brat.
Okay.
That's all you're getting.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and try Igbinogi. Okay. Noah is spelled. Noah is spelled N-O-A-H. Okay. I can't even say it.
Igbinogany.
Okay. Igbinogany.
You have 40 seconds.
I know. I see that. E-G-B-E-N-O-G-E-I.
Say it one more time.
I can't say it one more time. I didn't write it. I just guessed it. I don't know.
Okay, well, you got the first letter of the last. You got the first letter and that last name wrong, so you got out of it quickly. Okay. It's Igbinogany. Igbinogany. Noah, I keep my money.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Don't just trust anyone with your vehicle. First Class Halt Techs have over 175 years experience. Factory equipment, 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, and free shuttle service. Friendly service in two locations, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson, and Roper Mountain Road, Greenville. FirstClassHalt.com.
To help lower spread of viruses, the CDC recommends cleaning the hard and soft surfaces in your home. Zero Res is open and here to help. Get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for $119 plus a complimentary cleaning and disinfecting of common touch surfaces. Visit ZeroResGreenville.com.
Grainger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Grainger Nissan is here to serve the Upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the Upstate, Grainger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Grainger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the Upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com.